The International Whaling Commission meetings wrapped up in Jersey, England yesterday. North Slope officials, including Borough Mayor Edward Itta, were pleased with the tone of the meetings. The real test, however, will come next year when Alaska's five-year bowhead whale quota will be up for renewal. In preparation for that, North Slope biologists have been hard at work on a whale census. New data on the bowhead population count was given to the IWC Scientific Committee during the just-concluded meetings. Earlier this spring, KBRW's Jake Neer went out on the Arctic sea ice with researchers to see how the census is done and how the results could affect the way subsistence whaling is viewed around the world.
Biologist Craig George has an unusual job. He counts whales. It's actually a very complex, dangerous, and important job. Under an international treaty, the United States is a member of the International Whaling Commission and must conduct a census every 10 years to keep track of the size and trends of the stock of whales being harvested by hunters. That's easier said than done. But after three decades of doing it, George seems to have developed a fairly workable process.
Well, safety's number one. We want to do this operation safely. So we always carry a radio, we carry a gun, and we call the perch. We call the observation camp and tell them we're coming. South Perch, this is Arf. Yeah, Craig and the guest are headed out.
Getting ready to head out into the field for this count also means preparing for some unwelcome company.
We always put four slugs in the gun. And first two are to frighten the bear. One comes in. This is for bear protection. Of course, number one is being vigilant and trying to stay away from them, but if you do, get one at close quarters.
Then it's a 3+ mile snow machine ride out on the sea ice to get where researchers are busy counting whales. The two observation perches are situated on top of pressure ridges in the ice that are as tall as three-story buildings. When we get there, researchers are twisting their way up and down the giant jumbled hills of ice as they change shifts for the day.
So these guys are coming off watch. Hey, Ross, man. There's still water?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Yep. A few whales going by.
George says on this day, there could be hundreds of whales right in front of us swimming under that thin layer of new ice, but we wouldn't know it. In fact, in about a half an hour of watch, we don't see a single whale. Flash forward a few weeks, and George's crew is wrapping up operations out on the perches. He says the count was largely a success, despite the periods of bad weather.
This year, we may have the data to adjust for a lot of those things, and for once, get a really good, accurate, if not precise, estimate of how many bowheads are in this stock.
As of May 30th, they had spotted nearly 3,400 bowheads. They also possibly saw up to 630 additional whales, but weren't able to determine if they were duplicate sightings. George says that's very close to the all-time record for whales seen in a year. Those preliminary results will be used to help aid in discussions this year and next with the International Whaling Commission.
It'll help and clearly indicate that from a biological perspective, that all the health indicators are good for this particular herd. You know, there's other concerns, and you know, things aren't perfect, but nonetheless, it looks like a pretty healthy stock of whales.
He says the trend over the last 30 years is that the population has continued to increase at about 3.5% annually. Results from past counts also indicate that whale mortality from the subsistence hunt is less than 1% of the estimated population. That's a figure Alaska whalers will likely use to plead their case for a renewed quota. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.